Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Tony Kubek. Batting second. The shortstop, Gil McDougald. Batting third. The left fielder, Ina Slaughter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Yogi Berra. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Coleman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Shantz. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bobby Shantz. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Coleman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kubek moves to third. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Kubek scores. McDougald moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Yankees. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. McDougald scores. Skowron moves to third. It's 2-0, Yankees. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Gerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Carey moves to third. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kubek is walked intentionally. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carey scores. Coleman moves to third. Kubek moves to second. It's 3-0, Yankees. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McDougald takes first base on ball 4. Enos Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 0-for-1 in the game. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to home to get Coleman. Kubek moves to third. McDougald moves to second. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Skowron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aspromonte for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coleman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berra takes first base on ball 4. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berra moves to second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carey strikes out. One out. Gerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Shantz covering, for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 1 in the game. Shantz takes first base on ball 4. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kubek bunts in front of the plate. White catches it and throws to first to double up Shantz. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Kubek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Enos Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 0 for 2 in the game. Slaughter strikes out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Skowron strikes out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berra hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Kubek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Kubek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carey bunts towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Shantz. Stevens moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Berra. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. Malzone moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Yankees. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive towards third. Carey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Kubek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Malzone tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Yankees. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shantz is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kubek hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McDougald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Mauch pinch hits for Tom Brewer. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-3 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Ike DeLock now pitching. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 0-for-3 in the game. Slaughter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Scourin hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromontii settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 3, Yankees, 3. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Dittmar now pitching. Ken Aspromontii is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromontii is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aspromontii hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to third. Whitey Ford now pitching. Mickey Vernon pinch hits for Sammy White. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Aspromontii moves to second. Pete Daly pinch hits for Ike DeLock. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. Aspromontii scores. Vernon moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vernon moves to third. Daly moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-4 in the game. Pearsall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Klaus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Pete Daly now catching. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Andy Carey. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Richardson pinch runs for Harry Simpson. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Jerry Coleman. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Pearsall who is chasing the ball. Lump reaches third base with a triple. Richardson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4 Red Sox. Mickey Mantle pinch hits for Whitey Ford. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealy's fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kubek hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Lump scores. It's Red Sox, 5, Yankees, 5. George Siski now pitching. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McDougald takes first base on ball 4. Enos Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 0-for-4 in the game. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields the ball and throws to Suski covering. Safe. Quebec moves to third. McDougald moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Skowron strikes out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Richardson now playing second base. Jerry Lump now playing third base. Tommy Byrne now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Quebec settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Quebec settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Suski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suski bunts towards first. Skowron fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Daly hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 5 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Quebec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quebec is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Quebec hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Suski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. McDougald hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and New York Yankees, 5. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.